Are we? Oh, hi.
Hi.
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting. Here. Hi, it's my favorite week of the year. No, actually, I can't say that.
It's the best. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That I love your husband's theory, although we don't love him right now.
No, I'm not happy with my life partner.
We get notes.
We got so many notes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to come on here and be all like aspirational and say how great marriage is, but I would just like to say that sometimes marriage is like maybe, I'm like, did I get into a bad deal like one of those CD clubs when you were in college and they would give you 50 free CDs, but you'd owe like $180 and they'd come after you in collections?
I know.
Sometimes I wonder if that's what marriage is.
You know? That's a really good analogy. And, you know, it's fine to say that because if you're listening for the first time, this is not the podcast where we talk about how good things are or how to make them better. This is I'm So Hard. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on the YouTube.
You can find us on Instagram, TikTok.
The Twitter.
Although I get on Twitter. I can't tell you how many times I do this. I write a tweet and then I delete it. And especially right now where Mr. Elon Musk is really shitting the bed.
I am a person who I don't dislike that many people. I really don't.
I
observe a thing about them that annoys me, and I'm like, okay, clocked. I've got that in my head.
Yep.
I know to expect that, whatever. Elon Musk, almost everything he does is so thirsty. It's so
obnoxious.
Like, so he's isn't it clear he's like the world's biggest nerd trying to be cool?
Don't go putting the nerds clumped in with him.
Well, okay, let me say nerd to the true definition, not has like, you know, a
cool,
niche interest thing, like not into Star Wars. That's not what I mean.
No.
I mean a guy who fucks up socially all the time.
I know, and he's just like unlikable. Like,
yeah.
I honestly, like, Elon Musk to me is like that guy at your office who comes up and he wants to tell you about like how awesome his gambling trip was. And you're like, I just don't want to listen, but you're my boss. So I just stand here. Like, yeah. Let me show you a slideshow of my awesome vacation. We're like, we're not even doing slideshows. Elon, you invented a freaking air car. Like,
it also feels like he's that guy at the office that would come up to like the guys at the copier and be like, hey, you guys want to go to Hooters later, like after work?
But we don't call them Hooters. We call them XZ1724.
Knuckers.
Yeah.
But then, like, he would come up to you and he would be like, hey, you're really into sneakers.
Yeah.
Huh? Like, he's just, like, playing whatever
also,
he wants
I feel
to be
like
cool.
he can dish it out, but he can't take it, is what really Twitter is all about. Because Twitter got smart. Twitter's so savvy and so clever. And so he gets in there.
When the internet is good, it's good. When it's bad, it's so bad.
And when it's so bad, it's so good. Like, he gets in there and he's like, okay, everybody, I just want you guys to know there's freedom of speech here and everybody can do everything. And they're like, great, Elon, we're just going to make super fun of you. And he's like, well, I don't want you doing that.
This freedom of speech stuff isn't great.
Freedom of speech stuff makes me feel bad.
Hold on. Let me turn this fan off.
We've got a heater on.
I'm sorry.
Guess what? It's a little bit chilly in this little neck of the woods.
Well, that's what I was going to say is it's Thanksgiving week. I love it. And your husband had this really great thing where he's like, his theory is Thanksgiving is the Christmas for adults because you get like, you get together, you get to drink, you have food, you like.
Why would he say such a charming thing to you? Like, I don't.
Well, he didn't say
it
to me.
He needs to bring some of that charm into the household.
He said it to you, but you're so mad you've blacked out that part, the joyous part of him.
I'm mad.
Yeah.
We're still in the back house, which is probably a lot of it.
This hopefully when we get into season 4 or 5, Kristen will be, I think it's close. It's going to happen soon. Like there's a lot that's done.
It's like pregnancy. Everybody's like, oh God, I could never push a baby out of a hole that small. And you're like, wait till you're at 9 months and you feel like you're sitting on a bowling ball. You're like, you're so excited for the day. Cause you're like, I need this to be over.
Yeah. Okay. So the Kristen's at this point in her reno, which I think you ladies will understand, where it's not done yet. The baby's not cooked yet. The kitchen's not cooked yet. But her labia hurt, not for good reasons,
right,
but it's because They're swollen and exploding.
They're like, I'm at the point where I'm like, damage. We're not crowning yet at all.
Things hurt that shouldn't. So that's where she's at in her marriage right now. Like, everything hurts.
Everything hurts and annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Why are my feet so swollen?
Why are my feet swollen?
Can feet actually explode?
I haven't pooped in 8 days. Like,
part of me is about to burst. So that's where she's at.
Yeah. But, and to make matters worse, I don't know if you've ever done this. I've never felt... My sheer rage and indignation, and like, I did cry when this happened. I had just bought a brand new bottle. You bought it for me, a brand new bottle of foundation. Because let's be honest, I haven't been keeping up with myself. I have no makeup on right now, and I have like 14 inches of like gray hair. And Jen went to Sephora and she was like, do you need makeup? And I was like, yes, I need foundation. It's really expensive. It's Lancôme. It's like the one thing I treat myself to. And I fucking dropped the bottle when I was in the bathroom and it exploded everywhere and glass went everywhere and this way too orangey color went everywhere. And well, all I did was got on my hands and knees and I was like, I am sick of living like this.
I know. And it's made to get in the cracks. That's what foundation is.
Guess who chose the freaking grout color? I did. I went with a light gray, like a real asshole on the bathroom that we're in.
Later,
it's just disgusting.
I might later on, I would go, when you go buy some makeup, get one of those like travel sizes of makeup remover, dump that shit on the ground and just do it.
Going to scrub the shit out of that bathroom floor this weekend. It's all I think about. And I'm probably going to have to re-grout because I'm going to work out some real,
real
issues. And my husband will be happy because I'll be a calmer person because I've realized in marriage right now, the most important thing is for me just to tolerate him.
Hey, I've never written a marriage book. I've read several, but I think a key suggestion would be like, see if you can white knuckle it through number one, because nobody's like running through a field of daisies.
Are they? I hope not, because I feel like, oh, you guys. Okay. Sorry. I'm gonna, real quick. Watch this freaking movie, this series on Netflix called From Scratch. And if you know it, you have cried a lot in it. It is a beautiful love story. You can't see it.
I can't.
And I don't want to give anything away, but Zoe Saldana, if she does not, I don't know what she would be qualified to win, but if she doesn't win all the awards, I'm going to literally pick it because she is so extraordinarily good in this. But the whole time I'm like, that is not the love story I have.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
watching it
going, he would never do that for me. Like, I'm so mad.
I don't think you have time to pick it. If I'm going to be totally honest,
fine.
I feel like
I won't even make the sign. I won't spell it right.
I think if you were going to pick it, she's got this A-type thing about handwriting and art. Like, it would it'd be a day in. And
it'd
you'd
be
like, well,
in.
That was the day I was going to pick it, but my sign is perfect.
Yeah, my sign.
Anybody want to use this?
My turnaround for the sign, you're right.
If
asked to make a sign for protesting, my sign is completed 2 weeks after the protest has happened.
Yeah, because, you'd need to start a lot sooner.
I would have to start a lot sooner. So I guess now, which I have no time because it is the holidays.
It is. Everybody, the S hits the fan tomorrow for us. Huh. My in-laws come in tomorrow. We have, God, hold on. I don't know if I can say this.
Why? That's the stuff. You can't not say it after you say that. I'm going to my parents do not listen to the podcast, so I'm going to fully throw them under the bus.
Okay.
And I'm just going to do it.
Well, it's not
and
about,
if they listen to this one episode, then I'll hope they learned a little something.
Well, it's not about my in-laws per se, but so like I might have explained before that like my husband's mother passed when he was 27. His dad has been remarried for like the past, 20 some years. No, it's a Kristen. Yes,
sorry.
It's a zit that has literally been. Kristen just poked my face.
I'm sorry.
I thought
it was a little piece of lint.
That's why I said don't lean in and look. It's also messed up. This is what I was going to say about my moisturizer. Sidebar. Stop listening for the next couple seconds if you don't want to hear this.
They're women. They understand where our brains are going. Jen.
My skin was in a good place. It's a difficult balance. I'm aging. I have dry spots, and I also had cystic acne at one point in my life. And
I took
Accutane, and like so, if I'm moisturizing like I need to for my wrinkles, I will break out.
Oh.
So I found this really great moisturizer. It's this company that I worked for like years ago. They're making another company, Obagi, is making it. I'm using it. My skin's totally level. We traveled. It was dry. And then I got this enormous zit on the side of my nose that I'm using those like I like those little Biore stickers. Patches,
or the it's little the, stickers, the heel spot, Sephora, stick a and they're spot. Like black yeah. and white labels.
Yes, they really do work, you guys.
It's like electric tape. That makes perfect sense to someone like me.
This has been there for a long time. I've totally ignored it. But last night I put one on because I'm like, it's Did still it in there. I think it popped. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's red, but I think it'll be gone like
it'll be
tomorrow.
Gone. It'll be gone.
But then I have like two like under the skin ones.
Those I call blind zits. Yeah. Because they're under the skin and they feel like someone has punched you in the face.
Oh my God. I went to wash my face and I was like, ow.
Also, it like hurts to move your mouth. You're doing a weird thing where you're like yeah. I usually get those like on my chin. That's hormonal. Or in my eyebrow line.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You.
I know. It's so sexy, isn't it? But so I was like, I'm not gonna mess with them. I'm gonna do the spots, and if I just have huge bumps on my face for Thanksgiving, then I just
you look
will.
Beautiful. Your father-in-law will think you're beautiful. Go back. It's derailed. Terrible you, so you're talking about your in-laws.
Okay, so the in-laws are coming tomorrow. They're bringing Coco the cat.
That's a terrible idea.
We have four.
You've got
dogs,
four dogs.
I know. It's
what
literally,
the hell.
Well, they're gonna stay here, and because we have a renovated back house,
right?
Which you have in California instead of a basement. So picture it's your basement,
right?
So it's like nothing flashy. It's just like your extra space where people can stay. So they're coming, and then my husband has his quote unquote brother, who's a kid that went to his church that he grew up with that kind of had like a troubled go.
Yeah.
And his family like sort of just took him in. He would stay with them at times. And he messaged and was like, hey, I'm coming out for Thanksgiving. And we were like, okay. We will get you a hotel because there's nowhere here literally
for you to stay.
So he's going to stay at a hotel down the street. My mother-in-law is not dazzled by hanging out with him, I will tell you. She was late to the party, and she literally did a very long, as my husband described, laugh when he told her that that he was coming. So, I think we all know that laugh from a mother-in-law.
She's literally like trying to not say the words, I do not like him. Please do not invite him to this party. I don't want to pretend all day.
Yes.
It's going to go great.
My
guys.
Other bestie, Ron, is coming. His dad, he always comes. He always does Thanksgiving with us. His dad is coming.
And his
boyfriend is coming. I think that's new to dad. So that's all happening here.
Oh.
It's
your
a lot.
Brother, his husband is coming.
That's right. Kristen's parents.
My parents are coming. And might I just say, and also our friend Ephraim and Renice are coming.
Yeah.
And Ephraim is a former NFL offensive lineman. I'm saying it wrong. Offensive.
He's not offensive.
It's not offensive.
But he
I say it wrong every time, and I do it as a joke. And so to him, and so then he is
fast,
the
quick, and muscular,
biggest, loveliest, warmest, kindest, largest black man with the most gorgeous wife, who is this. She's the one who taught us
the pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
She's a
former dancer for Beyonce.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. They're both like they walk in a room and you're like, who are they?
Yeah.
And Ephraim is Muslim. So we have what will look like a Benetton ad.
We also have the Brits coming.
The Brits?
Yes,
we have
British.
We have our
coming.
British friends. That might be the most offensive one to my parents.
You want
to
know what's interesting? Tony, our new guiding light. I don't know. He didn't let me know if he's coming or not, but I think we have every assistant we've ever had
showing
except
up.
For Aaron coming. Yeah. So it's
Hannah, the Canadian.
I'm forgetting
Casey, the Texan.
A lot of people.
We've had a little taste of this. We had a smaller version of this at what point? Super Bowl? Or when was Marion here? Oh, and my parents.
It was last Thanksgiving. It was last Thanksgiving.
My God, that feels like it was 3 months ago. And my parents and Marion and Ken all got along famously, usually at the expense of us.
Yes, which is fine with me.
Throw us under the bus.
Have a great time.
My plan is to just have a steady buzz the entire time so I can tolerate and also run interference with my dad, who. His way of connecting with people is through jokes.
Okay, that's the wild card. It's not Dewey in particular. It's nobody who's coming is an asshole.
Nobody's coming is an asshole.
Nobody has like ill intent. There's nobody who's like...
There's also nobody that takes themselves too seriously. You know, except maybe my sister who will be there and is a millennial. I'm just saying, lots of feelings. And I love her so much.
What we're worried about more than anything is just somebody stepping in it. Not like anybody's going to be, everybody's there to have a good time. They're happy to be here.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. We're just worried about somebody just stepping in it accidentally.
Just because Jen has four dogs. We're talking stepping into a conversation that's just not fun. Because here's the thing. It will be equal sides. There will be enough to have the Hatfields and the McCoys if they get going.
I don't think so. What I'm banking on is everybody's worried enough about making me cry that they'll all be fine.
Here's the truth. My parents are worried. They don't care if I cry. They care if Jen cries.
That's fine. So whatever it is
that is how I am running this day with some success. I've already sent out an email that was cloaked in pleasantries. That was so many words of, cannot wait to have you. So excited you're going to be here. The kids are so excited to see you. Please don't cuss. Please don't talk about politics. And boy, did my phone ring real fast. To which I then said to my mom, I said, hey, mom, because I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say the thing. Boomers were raised, and I don't think it's fair, and I don't think it's right, that boomers were raised where their parents did not care about their feelings. So they would just say the thing that was like harsh and mean and sort of the thing you were afraid of people knowing about yourself. They would just call it out.
Yeah.
And to them, that synthesized into sort of this, a lot of, especially women, having this like self-loathing that they'd have to pretend like didn't exist, which I think sucks. And I do think is changing. So for instance, my mom is like, she's a rail. She's very thin. She's very fit. She goes and does, you know, water yoga and all that stuff.
Walks in place,
does steps with Leslie in the kitchen. But she comments on the way she looks a lot in a very negative way. And she says stuff like, well, I'm not going to eat another piece of pie because God knows that'll go right to my hips. Or, oh my God, I'm going to look so fat tomorrow. You know, and she'll say things like that. And I don't like it. And so she obviously is a wonderful grandmother and she leads with love. And my kids think she's a disco ball. Jen's kids think,
oh my gosh,
she's a disco ball. All she wants to do is bring her third grade teacher skills to the table. And I love it, but she does do that. And I want to be the person that has some rules in my house. And I don't want, it really hurts my kids' feelings to hear her talk badly about herself. Yeah. And then it like opens a trap door of like self-criticism and like, we don't use the word fat in our house.
Yeah, we don't.
I used it one time about myself, and I saw the look on my daughter's eyes, and it hurt her feelings. And I was like, Kristen, don't do that. Don't do that. And I haven't used that word since, and that's God's honest truth. I'll say it to you, but I really don't use that word.
She will call me fat very frequently. I'll call Jen fat,
but I'll P-H-A-T.
Yeah.
I'll be, yo, you look fat.
Just, yeah, when I'm wearing, like, my baby fat pants.
Right. P-H-A-T. I'm like, you look fat in those pants. Yeah. And then you're those like, that hurts antiques. My feelings.
Yeah.
And I don't do that anymore. So I said to my mom in an email, I said, please no cuss, no politics. Let's keep everything positive. I get a phone call. My mom calls. And I'm like, I just want to be positive in this time. And she got very upset that I said anything to her. And then I said, did you talk to Dad about his cussing? Because I just don't want him cussing in front of the kids or cussing at Jen's house. And my mom's like, well, you know what? I haven't talked to him yet. And I go, well, mom, you said you would. Are you going to have a conversation? Because you can't like have him F-bomb because he's excited about the chipped beef at Jen's house. And my mom goes, well, I haven't talked to him, but you are on speaker.
Ooh. Number one rule is you answer, hi, you're on speakerphone.
That's, if you're a boomer. They don't know any other option.
Uno, man. Oh, and I go, okay, what did he say? And he was,
hi, Dad. He goes, hi. I go,
did he say this? What the fuck are you talking about, Chris?
I don't know what the hell. Because my dad doesn't know that certain words are cussing. He thinks the F-bomb, he knows the F-bomb is cussing, sure. But God damn it, is free for all.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. If you corner something and you hit it and you don't say son of a bitch, I think he thinks you like spontaneously die.
Well, I think in our house, we really do try not to cuss in front of the kids. I've said
we're
this
a little
before.
Bit it's, of cussers.
It's boring. I learned this at parent-teacher conferences that my son seems to be a little bit sheltered or a little bit like less worldly than.
I love when people say that
age.
They're like, "Your parents don't cuss." That's what not worldly means. Like, you guys are raising him in a house without. Cuss words.
We also,
and
there's very few, like he just
UFC
started.
UFC fights.
What are C fights?
You know what? UFC fights. Like kids get to see that stuff. We don't do that in our house. Like violence. Like we don't watch cable.
Yeah.
Because we're watching all the shit you pay for, like streaming.
Yeah.
So our kids haven't seen the news. Our kids haven't. Yeah. I say shit and damn, which sucks. I can't say that. But I can say it on the podcast because whatever.
When I wake up in the morning and every mom knows this show too. There is this debate sports show on ESPN every morning.
Oh, and they get into
with
it.
A couple of loudmouths on there, and they use words that we don't use in our house. And it might as well be like, I come down and they're all watching porn. I'm like, you don't get this off my TV. Number one, why the kids don't understand.
And it's antagonistic.
That they're debating. Because sometimes they're real jerks to each other on the show, too.
Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
They
I'm like,
cuss.
Hold on.
Yeah, they cuss. And, like, I don't like them watching it. So, yes, we're dipping our toe into some, like, primetime kind of TV show stuff. But they're 9 and they're 7. So
yeah,
like,
yours are younger.
Delilah's not going to watch that stuff yet because I can tell she sees somebody sassy on TV and she wants to emulate them.
Yeah.
So who knows what else she would see and want to emulate. But Dash sort of gets it. He identifies that it's a bad word and he'll like, look at me.
He perks up.
Yeah. Like he doesn't want to say it. He's just like, am I in trouble for hearing that? I'm like, you're at the point where you're not in trouble for hearing it. Now you know what it is. Just don't say it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, so it's that's all fine to me. I just don't want them to be around F-bombs, D, and most anything that starts with an F. Pretty much any word with an F, I'm not okay.
Yeah, my friction's going to be a word that comes up a lot, I feel like, in this vacation.
Yeah.
But in all fairness, I'm not winning any awards as a parent when I say my kids aren't watching cable because I did walk into the house yesterday, and I'm such a Kevin Hart fan that I heard one of his bits, and Kevin Hart throws F-bombs with chef's kiss precision.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, that's one of my favorite bits. I could hear it. And then I was like, but Colin's at graduate school.
Uh-oh.
Wait, who is that? And I go up and it's Eleanor. And they're watching these gall darn YouTube shorts.
Oh yeah.
And she's got Kevin Hart and she's like, mom, I love this one about the ostrich. I'm like, why are you watching that? There are so many F words in that. She's like, well, I'm not saying it, but he's really funny. I'm like, yep. No, yeah. You can't watch it.
YouTube
is the
abyss
worst
for all of that. Yeah.
And then anyway, so I'm not doing great. I'm not trying to be particular or finicky with my folks. I'm just saying I want things to be lighthearted. It's been hard with politics because there's people on different sides and I don't want any of that shit in my house. I don't want it in your house. I just want us to have a nice time.
Don't worry about the cussing on my behalf because.
Oh God, if I said green light,
you know what?
Delilah would be like, what's a motherfucker?
Well, I think they hear it from our friends. Like our friends come over and I don't say, watch your language.
You don't?
No. I mean, there was one time I did to a friend because it was a lot of F's and they were just like on the couch nearby.
Yeah.
And Britt had a friend over and I was like,
Yeah.
Like, I will.
I shut it down.
But overall, no, I don't because this is our rule about everything sort of where we say some families do X and that's not a judgment call.
We
just don't do that.
Yeah, we're like that too. I always say, look, that family business is not my business.
Yeah.
You're my business.
It works for everything. It works for staying up late. It works for screen time. It works for language.
Yeah.
It works for like independence or whatever they want to do. But I'm like, it's just not. So actually them being around it and learning to like live their life.
On their own. They have to learn how to stay on the road that you've taught them while dealing with other people's roads. It's just like you have a, but also I think it's good to assert yourself what you're comfortable with. For me, it was just an act of saying, like, when I was at your family parents, I followed your rules. I now have my own family. And yeah. we might do things a little differently, but you have to respect me and you yeah. have to respect what we have as far as rules for our family. And I've just learned that I keep things, we tons of board games. If you want to win with family, board games.
Yeah.
We love board games. They're so fun and joyful. Cooking together, fun and joyful. But like right now where the house is small, we are limited. So I'm just like, what can we do together that makes memories and is positive and keeps everybody lighthearted? But it's an enormous amount of pressure on me to feel like this like MC.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, sure.
But that's why we love coming over to Jen's for the like 14th year in a row, I guess.
I love it. I love the holiday. I love to have everybody over. And I will say, there was only one time, very dear friend of ours, this was the most off the wall thing that happened. He was like three bottles in and had a shirt off and helped me mash potatoes. And I was like,
without a shirt on. But yeah. I was like, I think so of my uncles. So I didn't feel weird about it.
Yeah. But I mean, and even that was totally fine. I mean, it was, we haven't had like, everybody's kind of on their best, Leah, knock on wood. Everybody's like kind of on their best behavior.
It's wonderful. And I'm being way too uptight. I just, I think if I'm going to be completely honest, I've seen my parents get a little bit older in the last couple of years. And I'm just want like joy. And you can't force joy. Do you remember when your mom would try to force joy when you were younger? Like, we will have fun.
Yeah.
Like, you will. We got all the way out to that's this pumpkin me. Patch. Yes, you're going to have some damn fun.
That's me. That's what I'm expecting of everybody on Thanksgiving.
That's what I am doing. I'm like, I need everybody to have a joyful, memory-filled 5 days.
I'm going to ply everyone with reasonable amounts of alcohol.
Yes.
I'm going to give them whatever food delights them.
That is all my dad. My dad.
Give him a comfy place to sit next to the fire with the football game on.
My parents love going to Jen's so much that, and this is the God's honest truth. My parents, every time they called, literally we left Thanksgiving last year.
Full year, you guys. Full year.
Last year, 2 days later, they call from Nebraska. You know what? We're going to come out next year. And we would like to go to Jen's. Does she host this every year? I go, yeah, she's hosted. You've been there like 4 times. Every year she hosts. Okay, we're going to get a hotel. And I'm like, great. That sounds, you're not hurting my feelings. Like, get a hotel.
That's
and
best for everybody.
And then 67 calls later, they're like, Jen's still hosting Thanksgiving, right? Because we got a hotel. I go, okay.
I got to start sending that email out like September or something.
Like of the next year. Like November 28th, you need to send it out. So I said to my mom, and this is so snotty. I go, what do you need so that you don't ask me about that again? Because you've called me 50 times and asked me if you guys are going to. And no, I don't think she's like losing it. I think she just doesn't feel settled by any of the answers that I'm giving her. She goes, you know what? I'll just email Jen. So she emails Jen and then she calls me like a week later and she's like, I emailed Jen. And I also sent her a nice present from Von Maur.
She did. Okay. So
guess what I haven't received? A present from Von Maur.
She brought me these cute little Thanksgiving cocktail napkins.
Yeah.
A little basket.
She's great at that.
She's so good at it. Yeah.
She's lovely.
This is why my kids go gaga for her, too. There was a little bag of, like, chocolate-covered caramel corn in there. Yeah. And it said with a note, this is only for Dashiell and Delilah. And they were so delighted. They call her Grandma Terry.
And she's awesome. And she always wants to – and she's – genuinely interested in their schooling. So she's always like, Delilah, can I see some of your handwriting? Can I see some of your storytelling? I'd like to see some of your artwork. Dashiell will show her like some of his stuff. And then she always says the same thing. She's like, Dashiell's reading comprehension is so strong. Like she'll like go
makes
through
so happy
go through like their report cards.
Reading and comprehension issue in my
that's her sweet spot. She loves it. And I try to give her a pathway to do that and be happy. And so she really does try to keep a lot of balls in the air too. I respect her as like the head of her household, but when she comes into my house, she's gotta give me that same space.
Yeah. I get it. That's totally fair. I do think like Thanksgiving is easier for like my husband and when we have it at our house and we've been lucky enough to have his his dad and wife be able to come down the last couple of years, which, because they moved closer to us.
Which is great. And you've seen them more and it's been nice.
It's been wonderful. But I think it's easier for people not to have the stress of trying to make everybody happy or, you know, like keep all these balls in the air. I think it's nice to be like, I'm going to help where I can. I'm going to bring like a dish that I love. And then I'm going to like get to enjoy myself is a huge relief. Now, I love the whole process of Thanksgiving. And I'm telling you, I could cry about this because I didn't have this growing up. My mom's mom always had this like big Thanksgiving dinner. And sometimes we went, sometimes, I mean, it was always like with my grandparents, but we didn't always have like our family there or something like that.
It didn't feel like people were really putting in the effort to make it something special.
Yeah. My grandma was an amazing cook though. So it was always like,
well, yeah, wonderful. You guys
and
have
I love
that
my
here.
Grandparents. We were super tight. But like, if you asked me, and you can ask anybody that knew me in high school, like, what do you want your life to look like? I would say, I want to be the house where everybody goes for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to be this open place where everybody can, like, just have fun.
You've always been like that. It's you've created that for people. But I remember one time you said, it was something about a funeral, like, you that a woman had passed away and everyone went to her funeral that like from far and wide and they all knew her to be the person that just had an open door and said, I just want you here and us to be together. And you were like, that's what I want my life to look like. Yeah. And you've done that. You've given people Thanksgiving together and families get along. And I think that's really special. And Thanksgiving should be that, but there is work involved to get it to that point.
I'm thankful for that, that you said that and that that is my life. And I hope that it's always,
you're wearing
like that. But
turkey ear
I
headband.
I unapologetically too. I do. I have stuffed turkey legs on my head. But I like the stress of it. This is my plan. So I have this like checklist. I love the prep too. So can we talk a little bit about the getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yep.
If you can't hear by her voice, she's not smiling. Why are you making that face?
No, I just have a I'm literally having like panic sweats because you're like, I'm going to keep it easy, Kristen. You just make a green bean casserole. And then I'm watching like 500 fucking tutorials on how to make something with three goddamn canned.
We have all heard the horror story of Thanksgiving green bean casserole 2016. It was.
It all makes me so mad at myself. I didn't know why I could screw up. It's like now my mom would say that. She'd be like, you would screw up a two-car funeral.
Never heard that before, but that's amazing. Hold on, let me write that
down. You see why
I
sent the email, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, don't tell everybody that you're busier than a two-peckered goat during breeding season because I can't. That's not – that on its own is – on so many levels, I don't want you to start with that.
I kind of like that.
You can
shit
in one hand and wish in another and see what fills up first. Yeah, I don't need any of that.
You know, they're very wise. There's a sage to that. Which sage? I got to put that down on my
list. Sage, you need that on your list.
That's absolutely going into my
dressing. Anyway, the prep. The prep is Jen's favorite part. Well, going to a grocery store.
So I wanted to start today. I kind of am because we've been so busy this week. Who's not busy?
Who's not busy? But we did just get off tour, which is another thing to talk about.
But. Yeah. So we're off of that. But then, so today I'm like, I'm going to try and get my nails done. I'm going to take my son to get a haircut. I have one last haircut. Student. So, yep. Kristen's making her nose. So one last parent-teacher conference to go to, and then I'm going to put up my food tree in the kitchen. I have a Christmas tree.
It's so cute with those vintage-y. You got to take a picture. The ladies love it.
I will. I'll put it – it's the old world Christmas ornaments, and it's all food. And so I put that up for Thanksgiving. But I really was desperately – I started, no joke, in July – she's going to sneer. I'm just going to put it up. Now, I've been wanting to do a Candyland Christmas tree forever that's all candy
that one
shit.
That Betsy Johnson
I know.
Did on that
she was like,
website.
Gauntlet, throne. Yeah.
And so, Jen was like, oh. And then started instantly shopping online.
I did. And I want to put it up today. So I think what I might
do. Tony, looks like you've got your day ahead of you.
That's right. Man.
Nothing but decorating, my friend.
Can anybody like, do you have like an assistant hookup line to diet pills? I could down a couple and then stay up all night and get those trees up. I'm not asking, but I'm asking.
We're not that cool. No. We're not the people that are like, hey,
can you get me
cocaine? Where's your cocaine guy? We're like, listen, this is going to be as embarrassing for you as it is for me, but I need you to get me some preparation age.
Yeah, we need to get the coach a scented candle.
Yeah, I literally sent Tony to go get my the coach gift.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm screwed.
Yeah, we're out of time, but you know, he does a great job.
He does a great job.
I think I'll just over-caffeinate and I'll stay up late and get this all done. But I also, here's what I'm calculating. How do I go to the grocery store and get all the things that I need? I'm going to go at night. I'm going to go at night.
With a little something, something.
With a little something, a little.
In your to go.
Yeah. And I'm gonna get all that. Because I love, nobody else does. No, there's people that do.
Colin likes going to the grocery store. And that is the one thing in our marriage that I think is working out.
That he likes to go. Yeah,
and I don't like to go. But I will give very specific instructions and things that I need. But he does. He gets like, he has like man brain. He's like, I start from the outside, work inside. I go to the aisle this to circle back. I'm like, I don't care about any of this, but great. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I have a method too. My grandma loved to go grocery shopping too. She could spend like hours. And I do too. I know I probably said this last year at Thanksgiving, but I'll hang out and I'll help people find what they're looking for.
I know.
I'll give them subs.
She said I'm supposed to get something called Durdurki onions. What the fuck are those?
Durdurki onions.
I start crying in the grocery store. I was like, she asked me to do one thing.
So tell me, what are you going to make? I know I have some good salads coming. I've got some quinoa salads coming.
From
I think
us?
You're going to like. Oh. You're not bringing those. I got to see what your mom's bringing, like a pepper dip. That sounds lovely. Pumpkin pies and one other thing.
A bundt cake. She told me she's got a bundt pan that she is bringing from Nebraska. And she kept saying it. She's like, I've got a bundt cake that I'd like to make in your kitchen. I was like, are you trying to? Yes, mother, I do have a kitchen. Like,
yeah.
I think she really does think that
a
I live.
A bundt cake pan is specific, though, because they take up a lot of space. I bet you don't. It's the one
it's
that's
the, it's the frilly one.
It's the donut with like the ridges in it, but it's also, it's got like a lip, like a angel food. So it can fall out, you know, and in the nice shape. I gotta talk to Addison about that because he was going to do a choco flan and it's a similar shape.
Just let him go. Let her do her thing.
Look at her panicking. Listen, she's like these.
The thing I bring to the
you
table.
You just made a lot of bunt jokes.
Bunt jokes.
Yeah. That's bunt, what you're there for.
First. Everything bunt that. I enjoy bartending. I know how dumb that sounds.
Nope.
But I think that's one thing I'm good at. I think I'm very good at picking out wine. I think I'm good at picking out, even though I don't love champagne, I think I have a lot of knowledge of champagne. My sister is a first-tier sommelier, so like she's really all good right. at it. I think I'm good at picking out, making a meat and cheese board, which you might think that's easy, but first of all, it's not easy, and it's also expensive, and I bring that. I think I'm gonna do a butter board.
Charcuterie and
a butter board.
Okay.
Which I don't think anybody's gonna bring. So I'm gonna go buy the like
nobody's
fancy French.
Look at me. I'm writing it all down, you guys.
I think I'm really good at appetizers. I'm really good at making breakfast, which we're not doing, and I'm really good at making drinks. So I think like, you know, remember I told you that story how I made homemade Kahlua that one year
It
was awesome and super hard to make. But I just think like I can attach a drink to just about anything. Am I bragging or do I have a problem?
No. I that's really important because
Ina Garten makes drinks all the time and nobody thinks she's like a drunk floozy. So nobody should think that about me. I think there's a menu involved.
Like, I unfortunately have not seen you drunk in
a really long time.
One time, like 4 years ago.
Party.
Yep, that's the one. And both of us have some PTSD and can't consume anything that has a smoked flavor because of this tequila. But it's been 10 years probably since I've maybe one time.
What are you talking about?
There was one karaoke night where you were doing some dancing that I wondered, but you were never sloppy or something like that.
But no. I did overestimate my vocal
you did.
Abilities,
yeah,
thought
yeah.
I could sing shallow.
Yeah.
You want to know what I remember? Is I was nailing the man part pretty well because it's Bradley Cooper and he can't sing. So I can sing the like that low part.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking and I'm like at this very packed bar in Milwaukee and we just did our Amazon special and I'm like feeling like really empowered because I'm lit like a Christmas tree. And I remember looking out and there were all these like young girls, like 25-year-olds, like staring at me. And in my head, I'm like, they really think I'm going to hit this
next.
Watch
me nail this.
No, like they think I've got it dialed in. And I tried and it was like three notes too low. And they all went like this.
I am upping the ante. I've done this the last few years. I don't know why, just because it's sort of evolved sort of organically is we're doing this like Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. We've done that because of the lives, which came from my mom so hard, which was
it's
this
fun.
Added extra
it would
weird
Kristen
night.
Would come over and would help me prep. And then because Wednesday is all day prep, Ron comes over early in the morning and we just love it. We like start having mimosas.
Yeah.
And then we're chopping all day. We're like,
yeah. Let me just give credit to where credit is due. Ron comes over, and some other people come over, but mostly Ron. And these two just work all day, cutting, prepping, chopping, sorting, organizing, and then I come in like mid afternoon, and then I kind of seem helpless. And then you guys are like, just sit down and have a cocktail. And I'm like, that's probably better for everybody.
Well, then it's
and then we were like, well, you're worthless. Yeah. Let's do it on Facebook
Live. No, any help that you get over Thanksgiving is always like appreciated because no matter how good your timing is, it's always a scramble. Like there's one thing not cooked exactly how you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
So that's Thanksgiving Day. But so anyways, this Wednesday tradition is sort of evolved
meal
where
prep.
It's like where so we'd put something easy in the crock pot, like it's the pulled beef, the
Dewey's favorite
Italian beef.
How many times did he talk through that recipe with you?
He's texted me a number of times every time he goes to make it, he texts me for the recipe.
He's so funny because he's very, you know, my dad has, as much as I'm making him sound one way, he is very polite.
He's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
He's from Nebraska and he
like,
grew up in the 60s, you know?
And he's like, he's like, hey, Jen, this is Dewey Hensley. And I'm like, Dad, she knows who you are.
The only Dewey in my life. The only.
There's not a lot of Deweys. This is Dewey Hensley. And I would sure appreciate that recipe for, what is it?
Italian beef.
Italian beef. Thank you so much. Signing off, Dewey Hensley. And I think he's like literally like doing backflips. He sent a text message. Then he like writes back. He's like, hey, Jen, Dewey Hensley here.
How much Worcestershire?
How much Worcestershire do you put
eyeball
in?
It, but that's
thank
it
you so much. appreciate your help. Signing off, Dewey Hensley.
We'll talk about those on the live, which you'll hear tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yep.
Our
when
Facebook
this airs,
live,
we'll do a Facebook
Some
live.
Of our
Dewey will be there.
Recipes. So Terry we just do like there. Chips, dip. We do the Italian beef. I'm going to do pulled chicken, and then people can make their sandwiches if they're hungry. But mostly just have cocktails. Some people are just getting into town. Some people have to work on Wednesday. So you can relax. If you got other plans on Thanksgiving, they come over. We see some people that night. That's
it's a real wild card night because everyone's like, well, we didn't plan on this, but what a great addition to Thanksgiving is to have that like that night before where you're like, yeah, there's stuff to be done, but we don't have to feel like a super sense of urgency and everybody gets to have a good time.
It's the easy peasy night, and then Thanksgiving is where we do all the stuff. That's why I was going to say, if you can bring that charcuterie board on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We'll keep whatever's left for, because I think we're just going to have dinner, because there's always so many munchies, right, you guys? But
really
what you
really
want is
a dinner.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah. You want a meat and potatoes dinner. Sure, I'll make the board for
Wednesday
night. That's perfect.
Yeah, and then if you bring, can you look up, because you would know, this like some kind of juice or like a fig thing we can add to champagne that would be like a fun like little cocktail drink.
Sure,
like,
sure.
Because I know there's always like a cranberry. I tried to do one last year and it wasn't good. Where
well,
it was
you
like
can use
cranberry juice and like
I got to think of the name. I just blanked because I haven't been behind a bar forever. But I do know that like a little bit of Chambord and champagne is really popular and it's beautiful. It's a little bit lavender in color and sometimes you can even add a little sprig of mint. And it just looks very beautiful.
See, that sounds good because I whatever I made, I didn't think it through because cranberries are really beautiful, I think.
But
they don't have any flavor unless they're cooked and popped.
They don't have any flavor, but they are beautiful. You can put them in the bottom of a champagne glass and they look gorgeous.
It looks
and
great.
It's effervescent, so they catches those bubbles, catch the insides of the fruit, and then like Google up. But you can really kind of do that with anything. Champagne's really fun because it is so pretty, and you kind of can't screw it up because it starts out dry anyway. So all you're doing is adding a little bit of tart or a little bit of sweet.
That's what I want, is something to like mix with, because we're in the same boat. Listen, while we sound like we're 25-year-old swimsuit models, both of us need a Pepsi most days.
Yeah.
So it's,
I need to make
a bug in here. Did you see it?
No. Whoa.
Ha.
Where?
It just, did it just get on me? I don't know. Am I having a stroke?
Oh my God. Is it on me?
Do I smell like toast? Wait, is that? Do you smell like toast,
no,
or do you,
no, smell
toast?
Toast?
Okay.
You don't smell like toast. You smell metal, or you smell toast, and then you're out skis.
God knows what I smell like right now.
I did not do well this morning, so I apologize.
I think maybe
what I just did was wafted myself onto you.
My false alarm.
Well, maybe, maybe we need
It's just schizophrenia. Oh, but this, can I say this about champagne? It will give me heartburn. I can't do margaritas anymore because it gives me heartburn.
I don't do
the
margaritas.
The bubble is something about
2016.
It.
2016.
There it is! Tony, kill it!
Tony, kill it!
Oh, you thank
masculine,
you.
Get it! Slap it.
I think okay. You got it, actually.
You
I
did
saw
get
contact.
It.
Yeah.
That was done as though I saw your Italian grandmother. Like, yeah. I've never.
He snatched
just, like,
it.
Just snatched it. But you
cut
did it
wings.
With like a perfectly nice hand. Like,
yeah.
If my husband would have been here, like, glass would be broken.
Oh,
he'd
me.
Be like, boosh.
Punched a hole through the window.
Also, not so quick to kill a bug. I'm like, let me do it.
Anyway, I need something for champagne to cut the bubbles. I need a little bit of flavor so it's not so dry.
Let me do that.
I need something because, and I also like champagne because you can sip it all night and you never feel like tired or drunk or something like that.
No, and I think
like
it looks so pretty. And everybody's like,
yeah.
Well, why does that matter? But it really kind of does.
That's
it looks
thing. It's like, it's like, feels like you're in a card from the 50s or something like that.
And let
that.
Me give you
it.
A little bartender 101, if I might. If you are trying to make like a fun cocktail for the season, your greatest thing that you'll have in your bar is triple sec.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You need a triple sec and just buy one of the pour tops that you see at a bar.
Yeah.
Because you don't need very much. But triple sec is a nice thing to add kind of to any like vodka-based cocktail that gives it, takes away the sting of the vodka. So then you can add any mixer you want.
Because it's fruity, right?
It's
lime
and lemon. A liqueur. And I just always used it to like balance vodka to, so like if you're making a lemon drop, you would use vodka, a little bit of triple sec, some sweet and sour, and then you would put sugar on the rim.
Okay.
But if you just use a little bit of, or you could use a Cointreau or something like that as an orange flavor.
You can add
it's
that
very
to champagne
delicious.
Too.
You That's, can. Mm. Chambord is in the same family, but triple sec is sort of basic and it just levels out the vodka taste. So you don't have drinks that are too much and you also can stay away from them being too sweet. Cause like cranberry juice is a little bit tart.
Yeah,
lemon is a little tart. You want that. You want to like balance the three. Otherwise you end up with a drink I can't drink, which is way too, anything too sweet. I made one time like key lime martinis. They're just too sweet for me.
I think lemon drops are too sweet. I know
they can
likes
be.
Them,
they shouldn't
like,
be.
Ew.
They shouldn't be.
And
they
I love
should
lemon.
Be like. They should just be a like little tinge of lemon.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a cocktail menu podcast episode.
Oh, that would be really fun.
Stand by.
That'd be good coming up for New Year's too.
Oh, let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll keep. We will post. The champagne recipe. We will post some of the things we're having at the party. Why don't you do the same and let us know what you're having at your Thanksgiving?
Watch our Facebook and can we simulcast it to Instagram?
Well, let's do one on Facebook and then we'll do a quick one on Instagram. But Facebook is where it really is the most
fun. I can give
fun.
You my grandma's dressing recipe if you like it. I think it's the best in the world. Kristen's not a real dressing or gravy person. I sort of feel like dressing and gravy, I had this realization for you, Kristen, is it's the same as astrology for you, where you like, you don't want to give into it because then maybe it might overtake you. Like maybe you like it too much.
Maybe.
Like maybe. So you're just, you're.
I try to party with you on this because I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I just don't like any of those things. I don't like gravy.
It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Or stuffing or anything mushy or green bean casserole. I'm not a Thanksgiving food person. But I am an appetizer, drinks, hang with family, have some fun, play board games person. So really, I'm okay no matter what.
It's fine, yeah. You'll definitely have
enough. Let's go to a mom bar.
Wow. what's our P.O. box? If you want to send us real, like a real Christmas card, a real letter. We were so delighted when we got the letter.
Oh my gosh. We were like, let's get a P.O. box so that people can send us
our P.O. box.
Whoops, there it is. Okay, so if you want to send us your Christmas card, please do. We want to see you. We want to see your kids.
Family.
You can send it to hashtag imomsohard at, no, I don't have my readers. I do it there on my
okay.
head. Hold on. Hashtag imomsohard, 221 North 3rd Street, number 351 in Burbank, California, 91502. And we will post that on the Instagram as well.
We're posting it on the socials so you guys can see it.
We just want to see it. And don't be surprised. Like, if you send us, just know you'll probably see it behind us in the podcast studio.
I can't wait. I'm going to work on a thing. A little board. Yeah, that to we put can up there.
Push
yeah,
pin
for the
board.
Holidays.
Tony, you're going to craft so much.
You have no idea. Okay, so this is from, hold on. I have to look it up. I did a screenshot.
Should I do the hot flash first?
No, I got it.
Good.
I'm all ready to go.
First time that's ever happened.
I know. So I just wanted to make sure that I said our last initial. So it's Cindy C. It's somebody that I have met before. She's been to our shows, very near and dear to Addison. So he sneakily gave her my dress.
Oh.
So I, Cindy, thank you for this. I can't thank you enough. She loved our Reba Dolly video.
So, my mom called me. Did I say this already?
No.
My mom called me and she goes, I know you're being a smart ass, but you look beautiful in that haircut.
I told you.
Terry's going to call me and be like, she said, that haircut is so becoming on you. I'm like,
so I got this in the mail. Totally.
What?
Didn't know who it was from. She sent me a Dolly Parton baking kit. Because do you guys know Dolly Parton is doing cakes and for Duncan Hines?
Get out of town.
This is not an ad for her, you guys.
There's no better person. They just gave her $100 million. Bezos just gave her $100 million.
Because she does the right thing.
Yeah. And big props to Bezos. There's a nerd that's doing the right thing.
So this is her philosophy in life. If you are what you eat, then why not be sweet? So she has these cakes that she's doing. But this is so great.
What a cool thing.
Creamy chocolate buttercream frosting. But let me show you what the cake. There's another creamy buttercream that's vanilla. But these are the cake flavors.
Oh, my God.
Southern style banana.
And
Southern style coconut. Mm. So my kids, I had to wait until I showed these to you because I thought they were so cool and you'd dig them. We're going to wait. We're gonna make
Gotta
these.
Make
They're
those.
Out of their mind excited about it. But thank you. You don't have to send us presents, but this was so...
Unless you work for Chanel.
Then
if you're an executive and you get a huge
out there
deal at
to.
Chanel, that's different.
Chanel,
you do have to send something.
Anything that has the name Chanel on it's going to feel like a coup.
And if
for
there's
us.
A second L and you got it from some guy at a park,
that stitching can be so crooked.
We
don't even care.
That side, like if it's a Chanel bag or a Chanel bag.
If you work in maintenance at the Chanel Corporation and there's a garbage can that's
and
got,
there is a trinket inside that says Chanel. Look,
we'll
take I think
it.
What we need to do
are
is send this clip.
Are we pandering now?
No, you know, a little bit.
A little
send
bit.
This clip to our husband and my husband will be like, what in the Sam hell? I'm like, there we go.
He's like, is this in American dollars?
Yeah, no. And I also think that's crazy. But
it is crazy.
If you work it there and you own Chanel, then you could send one and it wouldn't matter to you.
I think inflation has gone up just in the Chanel universe.
Yeah, I don't even look at that. That's not real life.
I feel like in the 60s, 70s, maybe it was a little more
Well, they would buy one. They would buy one Chanel suit and it would be the thing you would wear for 5 years.
I'm not doing that.
I mean, that's what women had like one nice suit. They'd whip that out or they would have like two or three house dresses. Like now we have 4,000 things. So having something like that is more expensive. It doesn't matter.
I would need something in like the middle four sizes if I was going to make that work because I fluctuate. If you haven't noticed.
If you don't know what we mean.
Sometimes I get PHAT, by the way.
You know what? Chanel needs to make something with elastic.
That's right.
Here is my hot flash. Okay, in our house, we are watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay, love
All right.
it.
here's, I'm going to make it fast. The hot flashes are William Zabka and Ralph Macchio. Sure. Obviously, William Zabka from my childhood in our first Amazon special, which you can still see on Amazon. I talk about William Zabka being my first crush.
Yeah.
I would like to say that we put it in the universe that then the show became a thing because it was only 9 months after we did our live show that Cobra Kai became a TV show.
That's right. Our finger is on the pulse of pop culture.
I would just like to say, William Zabka, you're welcome.
Yeah.
He looks great. Ralph Macchio looks great. And then they've got this whole cast of youngins. So it's been so fun.
It's great. We love watching
it. We love it for my kids. So my kids and I are watching it and having very different experiences. But I call it the Falcon Crest for 10-year-olds because you're like literally Eleanor will look at me and she'll go, Miguel is now a Cobra Kai. And then the next week she'll go like, Miguel is back to Miyagi-Do. Robbie and Tori are now dating. Nope. Robbie is with Sam. And she's like, loves catching me up on it. And we've had such a wonderful family experience because of Cobra Kai. And there's literally been like 5 F-bombs in 5 seasons. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Well, I think William Zabka had that look to him where you were like, he was your type. You like the bad boys. I like the bad boys too. But I mean, I don't know. William Zabka, I don't know.
I can't tell if he's a great actor or a terrible actor, and I truly don't care.
I have a theory on that, but I'm going to be polite. I could look
he's
at
an
him
idiot,
as,
and
as
I love
a young
it.
Person and say, that's a guy who's going to age well. He's aged well.
He's aged very well, and it's because they're both, like, fit. Ralph Macchio is 61 years old. He is 61.
Daddy's still got a baby face.
He's got a baby face, and they're fun. They're like tongue in cheek about this whole thing.
They are. Yeah.
Thank you for doing it, guys.
Because
totally, thank you. Because it is. I watch it and I'm like, this is the corniest shit. Like Kreese, the sensei Kreese is back. He looks great. Like all these guys have like pickled themselves, and it's been it's glorious for me. Oh my god. What's her name? The Allie. Came back.
Oh, yeah.
What's her name? Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, gosh.
Good gosh. Yeah. She is just gorgeous. But
I think we all had a crush on Elizabeth Shue.
I know. I'm like, how did you still maintain like looking so youthful? Yet I can tell you're not doing weird shit and that you're aging, but it's like all perfect. It's
okay,
all
tell
like.
Tell us. Tell us.
I know.
Elizabeth,
I'm like, I don't know.
Please.
Smile lines and all the stuff that works. I'm like, God bless you. I love you. You're fantastic. So, yes, big shout out to them.
All right.
Did we podcast?
I think we did. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We're thankful for you. Have a good one.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.